Good morning. Would you please stand with us as we begin our worship? Please be seated.
St. Paul's, we have a house full today. It is good to see you in the house of the Lord. I would like to welcome the children up right now, and we're going to have a short children's message and then go upstairs. Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys this morning? Good. One of my favorite things when I was a little girl, and I know I got lots of favorite things when I was a little girl, had a pretty good childhood, was my dad. And my dad used to sit me on his knee, and even when I was way too big to sit on his knee, he still would hold me on his knee. And my dad would read scripture to us. He would read from the Bible, and he would teach us what God had to say. One thing that my family used to do with scripture is we used to sing together. Do you know any songs that are scripture? Do you know Seek Ye First?
I don't know what scripture means.
Scripture means the Bible and the words that are in the Bible. They call that scripture. Does anybody know Seek Ye First? No? What if I started singing it? Maybe you can join me. Maybe the adults can join me if they know it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You do know that song. Wonderful, wonderful. Learning scripture or the word of God or the words in the Bible is a wonderful way to sing them. It's a wonderful way to learn them and to memorize them. We don't just memorize scripture to memorize. We memorize scripture to meditate. Do you know what meditate means?
No.
No? Sometimes we hear, yeah, exactly. But it's not that. It's time to spend with God. And we fold our hands. And we ask him to be with us while we read his word. And we open up scripture and we read what God has to say there, or we sing what he has to say to us. Can we fold our hands and have a little prayer right now? Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the Bible, your word, scripture. Thank you that you are a good God and that you speak to us through scripture. And we pray that we will continue to sit with our children, that our children will continue to sit with us as we open up scripture and we read to them. Thank you so much, Lord, for your blessings. Be with us as we go to Sunday school and bless us there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning again. Because it's still morning and it's still good. And it is God's morning. Welcome. It is good to see you all here today. And if you are here for the first time or early on in your attendance here, special welcome. And I hope you do feel at home with us. At this point, I would normally invite you to come for some coffee and tea after the service, but we're actually having a lunch after the service because we're having our AGM. But if you are new here and don't really want to stick around for an AGM, I don't blame you. But you could still come for lunch and sit close to a door, so at the appropriate time you could sneak out. I'll be watching the rest of you, though. It's an important meeting today, actually. We have, the budget is done. We did that in the fall, so we're good on that. We'll be receiving the financial reports, but we're going to be making some pretty big decisions today about the building and about the ministry that we do in and through the building and how we need to make the buildings in such a way that will help us do our ministry and reach our vision. So I would encourage you to stick around for that. And lunch will be happening while we meet. There'll be an update in terms of the vision in our meeting in just a little bit. But I do want to focus this year in our vision on prayer. We are not going to achieve the vision the Lord has set out for us without prayer. And so I'm going to lay a challenge before all of us to be prayerful about the vision. But for all of the life groups, all of the committees that meet in the church or for the church, I want to challenge you to spend the first 3 to 5 minutes of every meeting, of every Bible study, every gathering, to pray specifically for God's leading in the vision. And there's in the bulletin, there's 3 things that we could be praying for. So I would encourage you to do that. No, I would challenge you to do that. Also, the choir is looking for extra members for the Easter season, and if you are able to help out, you could speak to Clive or Patricia. They'd be happy to have you. Also, take note of the announcement about a mental health workshop that's coming up on Friday, March 27th. This is for parents of children, and you can see the details that are there. This is a way that we can hopefully be a blessing not only to the church but to the community as well. So if you know people for whom that that workshop would be helpful and a blessing, please invite them along to it so that they will gain the information that's needed. And finally, COVID-19, the World Health Organization, all of those kinds of things. I'm certainly one not to put the freak out on anyone, and it's not time to panic or anything like that. But it is a good idea for us to take some of those precautions that we need to, just because it's also flu season, and a bunch of people have died in Canada because of flu. We do have sanitizers kind of at this end of the lobby and at that end of the lobby, so please make use of those. Wash your hands. We are going to be ordering some stand-up hand sanitizers that will be placed in the lobby and perhaps other places in the building. Make use of those. And if you're not feeling well, stay home. I've been thinking that maybe during a time where we have people not wanting to come, we may try and put our service on Facebook Live. We'll see. That's just me. I haven't talked to anybody else about that, and I'm going to be in trouble because of that. But that's okay. I've got reasonably big shoulders. Those are all the announcements. We'll leave the rest with you. God is good, and he's called us together in this place with these people. And he is here in our midst with us. So let us worship him. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, most holy God, we bow in your presence to acknowledge you as Lord of all, the creator of all things, to acknowledge you as our Savior in Jesus Christ, that at the time of your choosing, you, the living God, became human in Jesus, and lived and died for us on the cross, and rose again from the dead for us, that we should be forgiven, that we should be given life. And you sent your Spirit upon your people, that you would be with us always and forever. Our God, Father, Son, and Spirit, we worship you because you are worthy. You are worthy of worship simply because of who you are. But you are worthy of worship all the more because of all that you have done in Jesus. Bless us in our time together. Bless us that we might know your presence. We pray that you would forgive our sins in Jesus, that you would heal us of the brokenness in our lives in Jesus, and that you would make us new people in Jesus, that we might follow and trust and love you. Our God, all this we pray in Jesus' name, and we continue to pray together our Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us hear God's word.
Our scripture reading is Psalm 24. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world, and all who live in it. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place?
The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god.
They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Lift up your head, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in.
Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty.
This is the word of God.
And would you stand with us now as we continue our worship?
Alone, my hope is found. He is.
Please be seated.
Let us pray together. Our God, open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, open our minds to you, to all that you would say to us and speak to us this day through your word, through the Bible. Bless us that we would trust and follow you always. We pray in Jesus. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is not Psalm 24. We've already heard that. But we are reading Luke 10, 25 to 37. So let's hear God's word beginning with Luke 10, verse 25. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor for the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord. Our God, we thank you for our neighbors. We thank you for those that you have placed in our lives, people that we know, people that we don't know, people that live next door down, people that live around the corner, some whom we know, some whom we don't know. We thank you for our neighbors. And we pray that you would give us hearts for our neighbors, that they would know you, that they would know Jesus. And we pray that you would bless us as a church in reaching our neighbors. We pray, Lord, that you would grow your church. We pray that you would do all within your people necessary to grow your church. We pray for our AGM today, Lord, that you would see your will accomplished, that we would follow where you are leading, because we know that that is best for all of us. And we pray your grace and blessing upon those who have need this day. Lord, we continue to pray for your blessing and healing for India. We pray your blessing upon Norma and upon Dale, and seek your grace, your peace, your hope. Lord, all these prayers we offer you in Jesus. Amen. Let's continue to worship and honor God as we give to him our tithes and our offerings. Thank you for the many ways in which you have blessed us and given to us provision day by day, homes, food, family, friends. But most of all, we thank you for all that you have given us and continue to give us in Jesus Christ, life and salvation and hope and peace and joy. Receive these gifts, Lord, of our money, our time, our efforts, our talents, all offered to you for your glory and for the work of your kingdom. We offer, we pray, in Jesus Christ. Amen. You can be seated. The Lord Jesus gives us the gift of Holy Communion as a sign of the gospel that God loved the people of his creation, and we turned away from him, and yet he pursued us and continued to pursue us to the point even of God becoming human in the man we know as Jesus. And that he lived for us and taught and healed and performed miracles, showing that he was God. And then he died, allowing himself to be killed on the cross for us. And the Father raised him from the dead. And then he ascended to the right hand of the Father. This is the good news. This is the gospel of Jesus, and this is what we enter into when we come to the table. We celebrate the good news about Jesus. So if you have been a believer in and follower of Jesus for 85 years or more, you are welcome to come to the table. If you have been a believer in and follower of Jesus for 85 seconds or less, you are welcome to come to the table. And if you are somewhere in between as a believer in and follower of Jesus, y'all are also welcome. The Lord gives us this table, this sacrament, as a sign and seal of all that he has done for us in Jesus. So let us come to the table. Let us celebrate together. And let us know him.
Thank you.
us remain standing and confess our faith together in the Lord in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Let us confess. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after they had eaten, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." Let us pray together. Our God, it is in you that we know life, and it is in you that we know the wholeness and fullness of life in Jesus Christ. We thank you that when we were most helpless to save ourselves, you saved us in Jesus. We thank you that in him you bore the punishment for our sin, that in him we are set free, that in him we are made whole, that in him we are adopted as your own daughters and sons, that in him we have life in abundance and even life eternal. Our Lord God, we thank you for all that we have in Jesus. And as we come to you at this table, we pray that this bread and this cup would be to us as the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, and that in them we would know you and know your grace. Our God, we pray this in Jesus Christ. Amen. In thanksgiving for Jesus, we take bread. And we break it, and we offer it. Take, eat, and remember the body of Christ. We also take the cup in thanksgiving, the new covenant in Christ's blood shed for you, the blood of Christ. Our loving God, we thank you for the ways in which you are with us, the ways in which you bless us, the ways in which you feed us, encourage us, challenge, correct us, and give us hope in Christ. You have blessed us now, so make us a blessing to each other this day. Make us a blessing to our neighbors. Make us a blessing to all we meet this day, this week. For your glory, Lord, in Jesus. Amen. We are going to sing what is a new hymn for us in closing. It's not a new hymn, but I don't think it's been done here before. I've been wanting to do it for a while, but we haven't known it. And the only way to know it is kind of do it. So if you were listening to the prelude, you know it already. It's not difficult to sing. Let's sing for God's glory.
Thank you.
well done. We will be moving to Campbell Hall that way for lunch and our meeting. So just a couple little things. For those who are gluten-free, your lunch will be on the opening into the kitchen, so you need to pick that up. For everybody else, the lunch is already on the table, so you don't have to do a lot of moving around. We'll get started the meeting as soon as we can, even while we're still eating. So for those who have things to do, grab a quick bite, and then we can proceed. So we're going to say grace just before we have the benediction. So let's pray. Our loving God, we thank you for this fellowship. We thank you for your church, and we thank you for the opportunity to discuss the things we're going to be discussing, that you have put us in a position to be able to even discuss these things. We pray that you would bless us in our eating and our sharing over the table and with the food. Bless us with your presence, we pray in Jesus. And may the love of God, the Father, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon you, now and always. Amen.